Well, there's three major projects. One is the Wekiva Parkway. Second is the improvements to I-4. And then third, of course, SunRail. And altogether, this is $4 billion of capital investment in the transportation systems here in Central Florida, Tom.
What's happening with SunRail right now? How's that progressing?
Construction's underway. So it's on time, and it's supposed to open in 2014. And it will be a significant structural change to the transportation system by adding this commuter rail. And it may well change not only travel patterns, but it may change land use patterns as well. And that's what it's supposed to do.
How many people are working on SunRail right now, and how many will be hired for the construction phase?
It's a fairly small amount now, but the construction employment is supposed to be on the order of 5,000 as it really cranks up into its big phase over the next 6 months, Tom.
What about Wekiva Parkway? Where does that stand now?
Well, the project has been approved, and it will start construction fairly soon. A significant amount of money goes to purchase right-of-way and also concrete and other things that go into the project. But there is a large amount of labor, and these are very large construction jobs that will employ thousands of people locally.
And then the third major project getting underway would be the I-4 improvements. Where does that project stand?
Well, no work has actually started, but the design is well underway, and the money has been committed for the project, and it's to start this year.
Still, though, Hank, in the employment report that just came out, the construction industry is one of only two major sectors that are still shedding jobs. Will these major transportation projects eventually reverse that trend? And when will we see that start to show up in these employment data?
It should show up over the next 6 months' time, and it should reverse the continued contraction that we've seen locally in construction employment. Probably not enough to shift the whole statewide numbers, but certainly enough to shift the numbers for the metropolitan Orlando area, Tom.
But these by the nature of construction projects, these jobs are temporary. I mean, the projects will end.
Yes, they will. But they leave in their wake a substantial amount of capital improvement that will help transform the transportation systems in Central Florida and perhaps transform the land use patterns and settlement patterns. And therefore, they leave a positive legacy for the economy.
And of course, that $4 million in transportation construction investment, that's not all labor costs. There's a lot of equipment and other materials and supplies to purchase.
Oh, yeah, sure. Rail cars and rail and all kinds of things. But roughly between 25 and 40% of the expenditure totals from these type of projects are actually spent locally.
So how much of this money for materials and equipment and supplies and so on is being spent in Florida?
Most of it does not come from Florida, given the nature of the things, especially for SunRail, where we have some very specialized equipment. For the road transportation projects, more of the materials really do come from Florida. A lot of the lime rock and the base and the other things are made here, and so those have more direct employment effects per dollar's worth of total expenditure, Tom.
So with the exception of the construction industry, as we said a minute ago, and the government sector, every other sector saw an uptick in hiring. The state's jobless rate dropped to 9%. Unemployment in the Metro Orlando region dropped to 8.6%. But there were also fewer workers in the labor force. So how does that change the employment numbers?
Well, significantly at the state level, Tom. Almost half the improvement in the unemployment rate from 9.4% to 9% came because the labor force fell by as much as employment increased. And so the combination of the two caused that rather dramatic change in the state's unemployment rate. Now, locally, we did much better. The labor force increased, but jobs increased even more here in Central Florida to cause our improvement in the unemployment rate and a much more positive effect on the labor markets for March here in Central Florida.
And in this report, unlike some that we've seen in the last year or so, this employment boost spread across the entire region, not just the immediate Orlando area.
Yeah, it sure did. And particularly in Melbourne and Palm Bay, where we finally had the first, at least over the month, increase in jobs in more than a year and a half.